Yeah, by the Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches here on Amar Alfi and Tap, Mishnah says, "Machrim Adam Mitzoynoi Umivkoroi Umeyavodov Umishivchoisov Haknanim." Does you want to be machrim something? We'll soon see it's a machlekes whether it goes to the Kahanim or whether it goes to the Bedek Habayis. But the Chiddush is you can't make everything your own chayrim. You're going to do it Mitzoynoi from your tzoyn. We'll soon see it means not all your sheep. Whereas Mipkor were not all your bokor. From Yavodim and not all of them. Or Misteach Uzosoi, the same thing. And from Yisteach Uzo, from Kaka that you own, that you're Yasha from your father. The Rashi says it means Miksas Soinoi. Part of it, some of it you're allowed to say. I'm a Rehein Cherim Venois Makoin. It's Rashi, our Mishnah Stam goes, you give it to the Kohen. So Mishnah says though, but Vim Hechrim es Kulum, let's say Yamachrim all Yitzoin or all your bokor. Then ain't a machrom, then it's not chal, then it's no good. Rashi says, Kulamin shaloi shay eliyatz meklum, you do not leave off anything for yourself. And Chosh Mishnayas, it means, anytime just even kol hamin. If you machrom all the tzayin you have, that's also no good. Not only have you machrom everything, but even just all the tzayin, that's also no good. Ain't a machromim. Give Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. Omar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, so Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, the first one is Rebbe Elazar, and this is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that Ma'im L'Gvoya, Einodim Rishur L'Hachrim Kol Nechosef, he learns out from this, Madhav, you want to give it like the Hegdash, you want to give it to the Kahanim, you can't give away everything you own, is L'Achas Kama V'Kama, She Yodam Chas Al Nechosef, person should be careful about his own property, and like not stop to give it away, you shouldn't give away all your property to other people. The similar we have Elacha that, in Ushadi Masak and Mabazal Yval Yossi, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. That's even for stock, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. Because right now from over here, you shouldn't give away all your property. Yeah, so Rashi says the Mishnah, he's a Mishnah not talking about stock, it just means Chas on the Chos, Rashi says, Levazbim Lehedit. You should not give it away, stamp to another person, you shouldn't give away for present, let's say, all your property. So Mer says, how do we know this? That you shouldn't make everything you have cherim, or all the tzoyin, all the bakar. The Torah Bon went like this. The Pasuk says, Mikol asher loy, Mikol, from everything you have. But for loy kol asher loy, not everything you have. Me yodam, for loy kol adam, not all the yodam. Adam here means, anavodam kananim, but not every one you shouldn't give away. Me behema, the same thing, for loy kol behema. Me stay achuza, for loy kol stay achuza. Yochlai would have thought to say, Lo yechrim, stam lo chetchili, you should not be machrim, you shouldn't give away all your animals, or all your avodim. But v'yem hechrim, if he did do it, though, but the yevid, maybe yehe mechuramim, maybe wudichal, but the yevid, on this time alone, the Pasuk says, ach, tivu rebelezem, ach is a miyot to say here, it's even but the yevid. That's not chal if you give away all your tzoyin to hegdish, to the kanim. On this, Omer Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Marim l'gvoy, yeinodim mishor l'achrim, kol nechosav, as alachas kama v'kama, she yodim chas on nechosav. The person should not give away all his property to somebody else. So Moses Utsricha, we need both chidushim like in the Mishnah. Utsricha need the chidush by every min by itself, to say you should not give everything. Dikos v'achamonim mikol asher loy, you shouldn't give from everything you have amino, kol the yisleh loy. Lachrim, you shouldn't be machrim every single thing you own. Abu min echad lecharmei kulei. Then maybe if you want to give away just all your sheep, you're allowed to. Because Rachmana Torah says no mei adam v'loy kol adam. You can't even give away all your avodim. All your avodim kananim. You cannot give them away. So even like from one min, you cannot give everything. Now because Rachmana miyodim would have just said mei adam means you can't give away your avodim. Why the loy sagile b'loy avoida? Because you can't manage without having people work for you. Like a person needs avodim. So maybe the other term like was marked enough to give everything away. Avul soda, but on the property. Sagilei bidisturin, maybe enough of you be a disturin. Rashi says it means that maybe you'll be an oris, you work for somebody else, you'll be a sharecropper with somebody else. And you'll be makabel, a third of the property, a fourth. Maybe it's enough not that you own your own, not that you have to own your own property, but you work on somebody else's. So Kamash will know, even Yisodaros, you should not sell everything. V'yashmin ha'nitarti v'yusuf things yavodim en Yisodais, mishun lochich yusuf ochich yusuf, you live on these things, that's your panosa. Avu metaltlim, just on utensils you have. I would have thought the sale of minu kula, you'll have to be machim all your utensils you want. It's sricha, that's the chiddush, that even the utensils also you should not. Therefore says, mikola shaloi, v'loi kola shaloi. Dehainu metaltlim. Now, behemah lom, what do you have to have the drush off from behemah also? You can't give away all your animals. Look at the time, like we learned, that yachol yachrim od b'noyu b'itoy, avodim shechoysov, ho ivriyim. Maybe a person could even be machrim to give away his own children, his own avodim, ivrim, v'sodim miknosoy, and the sod that you bought of somebody else, which really means it has to go away, it has to go back to the original bailim. So maybe these things you could be machrim, means give it over to the kahanim, to say the kahanim should own it. The Rashi says, bita yeshto shus lemaychra bekatnusoy v'loy benaris. Like bita here means, benayz lo bekasha. I found the word benayl, we have to take out. Yeah, on the sheet it says benayl is labdavka. It only says benayl agav bitay. But the main thing is, I would have thought to say, just like a father has a right to sell his daughter before she's an arif and om of Ria, maybe you could also give her away to the kahanim. Maybe your own daughter you could give away, or else your evid ivri, or your om of Ria you could give away. Tamla, but the apostle says, no behema. That ma behema yesh lo rishus lemoichro means lo ilam. You could sell an animal forever. Is av kol yesh lo rishus lemoichro. Anything else also that you have rishus to sell forever. On that you have halacha, you're allowed to be machramit. But these things, no. For at Gemara v'alai bita ketan yesh lo rishus lemoichro. You're allowed to sell your young daughter for an omari, you could sell her. Says so, yochu yachrimenu. Maybe you can make a din chirim on as she goes to the works for the kahanim. On this Talmud, the pasuk says no behema. That ma behema yesh to rishus lemoichro liyelam. A stam mechira behema, you can sell it forever. You can sell the animal forever. Is avkol yesh to rishus lemoichro liyelam. Has to be something you can sell forever. And this you can't sell forever. So therefore, these things are no din chirim chal. Now it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that in legvoye nodim rishoyi. So, kol shechein lehedyit, for your friend, you should not give away everything you own. So, Mor says, Tanakam, like, what's the difference? Tanakam also agrees. Like, what is he adding on, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So, Mor says, yes, ikum, and that could be the difference would be the Rabbi Eloi, in Rabbi Eloi's halacha. What's that? The Yom Rabbi Eloi, that the Yushis can inusha them in a takonom, hamavazvez, al yavazvez, yoshame choymesh. That somebody wants to give away, even for that knee, for tzedakah, you should not give away more than a fifth of your property. A fifth, you shouldn't, more than a fifth not. A tenth is tzedakah, that's you're supposed to. A fifth if you want to, that's a bigger midah, but more than a fifth not. Rashi says, the Gemara miYakov, the Chsiv Bey, Tren Isurin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Isled Rabbi Eloi, holds like that. Tos Lashminin Shiyodam Chasan Chosov. You shouldn't give away that much, shouldn't give away more than a fifth even tzedakah. But Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar, Tanakam alesta de Rabbi Elo. Ti bizvus tuv leichvus lon. Leshashay liyatzmak tzas. Tuv me decherim. According to him, it would be enough as long as you leave over something for yourself. But as much as you want to give stock, you'd be allowed to, as long as you don't give away everything, just like by Cherim. As long as you don't give away all your tzayin, you're allowed to. So that'll be the machlokes. Can you give away more than a fifth for tztaka, like to be hold from Rabbi Elo, you're not. Yeah. Now the Mor says, Maisa, what's up in the story? Beyod the biyech with one person, shebikesh levas with yosem mechomish. She wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property for tztaka. Hulehenich alei chaveiro, and his chaver did not let him give it away. Omanu, who was his chaver? Who was his friend? Rabbi Yishevav, who was Rabbi Yishevav? He also had the Gavlos of Menazayim. V'yarmilo Rabbi Yishevav, is some sort of the opposite way. Rabbi Yishevav was the one that wanted to give it away. So hulehenich alei chaveiro, omanu Rabbi Kiva. They all hold like these both two shittas, both hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like Ulis Ilos Takonam, that Enoch Nami, the Yevazli should not give away more than a fifth. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Hamachrim b'noi ubitoi v'yavodev shivchosa yivrim, somebody's machr is his son or his daughter, we have before it's not chal, or yavodev yevet ivri, shivchosa yivrim, will stay miknosai, or also thought that you bought off somebody else. That the locher is, it has to go back to the original owner on Yovel. So you do not own it forever, you can't sell it forever. Is ein mechrom, the cherem is not chal. That's the klal, shein odem machrom dover shein eshaloi. You can't be machrom something you don't own, it's not yours completely. If you don't own it forever, it's not, you can't be machrom it. Yeah. Hakahanan, the Mishnah says, Hakahanan balavim, ein machrim. They also have no din to be machrim. If Rav Yehuda, is the words of Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Naiman, no, HaKahanim Ein Machrim, only Kahanim can be Machrim. Why? Shachrom Shalahem? Because Cherim is a new type of a Hegdish, we'll see later when you Machr something, so it has a Din Kedushu on it until you give it away to the Kain. The mitzvah is to give it to the Kain, and by the Kain it becomes his private property, it's like Chulim by him. For the kids, the mitzvah is to give it to Kahanim. So therefore, Kahanim can't be Machrim, because it's like you one pocket to another pocket. For Leviyim Machrim, but the Leviyim could be Machrim, they'll have a Chiyuv to give it to a Kain. Shein HaCharom Shalahem, the Charom does not belong to the Leviyim, it goes to a Kain. So the kids, it's a Machloikis, could Kahanim and Leviyim, that Tanakam holds, Kahanim and Leviyim, a Machrim, that's Rabbi Yehuda, if Shimon holds, no, only a Kain, but a Levi could. Omar Rabbi says like this, Nir and Divir Rabbi Yehuda, I like Rabbi Yehuda's word that he says both cannot. Bekakois, that's by Karkush. Nehemiah the Pasuk says, Ki achuzas oilem hilahem, that the property should always belong to them, mashmash, to stay by a Kohen bar Levi, they should not give it away. So therefore he holds that they cannot be machrim the karka. But Vadivir Rabbi Shimon, he likes the words of Rabbi Shimon that says, only a Kohen cannot, but Levi could, but metaltlim. Sheinach rom shalhem, then it's a good sort of say where Levi should be able to, because it doesn't belong to Levi anyway. So therefore, by metaltlim, he should be able to. So that's this pasuk case by Leviim and Kanim, ki achuzas oilim hilahem, that the property should always stay by them, and therefore, if a Levi would be machrim his karka, it would not come to stay by him or go out to the Kanim. So that's a svar why a Levi cannot be machrim even, it could not be machrim kakois. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says what? A Kain and Leviim, both cannot be machrim, so bishle mekahanim machrimim, shechrom shalahem. It goes to them anyway, so what kind of cherim is it? El Leviim, Vishleim Mekarkoi Loi Mecharmi, it's good, we understand why by Karki will hold. They can't be Machrim, the Karki, as if to say they want to give it away to the Kahanim. You see, the Pasuk says, Ki Achuzas Oilam Hilahim, the property should always be to them. It should not go away from them. El Avot, Metaltli Lecharmi, why, what's wrong with you? Why can't a Levi make Charamim on his Metaltlim? Mor says, Amakor, the Pasuk says, Mikola Sheloi, Umisode Achuza says here Mikola Shaloi, says the Hekish over here. This is talking about by the parasha of Haramim that Makish Metaltum Lekakois. So just like a Levi cannot be Machrim his Karko, who then he cannot be Machrim his Metaltum either. Yeah. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said like this, Vishleim Mekahanim Kediyamor. Shimon said, Vishleim Mekahanim, understand why they can't make Harim, because it goes back into their own pocket. So you understand. El Leviim, Vishleim Metaltlim Lechorim. Leviim, Vishleim with the Metaltlim is okay. They can be Chorim. Why? Because he also Lemakish, he's not Makish Metaltlim to Kakois of the Leviim. Elo Mekakoi, Amai. But Kakoi, how could Rabbi Shimon say that Leviim could be Machrim, Mashmi, even the Kakois? I exceed the Pasuk says, Achulas or Achuzas Oilim Hilahem. It should always stay by them. So, how could they Machrim and give it away to the Kahanim? Gemara says, "My machrimim nami dekamar." What does Rabbi Shimon mean to say when he holds that Leviim could be machrim metaltlim? He only meant to say the metaltlim. That's what Leviim could do. Yeah. For the Gemara, no. For me, the Torah says it doesn't say for. Omer Rabbi says, "Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda." I like what Rabbi Yehuda says with Mekakoi, but with Divrei Rabbi Shimon metaltlim, it's so mechlad. Rabbi Shimon he himself. From the Karkoi Nami Koma. The Rebbe just said, I like what Rabbi Shimon said in the Gate to Metaltlim. Mashmur Rabbi Shimon himself holds that even Karkois also a Levi could be Machrim. The question is why? So Mur says, no, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Omer Rebbe says that Nirun Divri Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, the Karkois, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says that a Levi cannot be Machrim as Karkoi, according to Rabbi Shimon. You know why? Sheaf Rabbi Shimon Lenechloku Olov. Even Rabbi Shimon himself would also agree to this svara that a Levi cannot be machrim his sada, his fields, because by doing that he's giving it away to the Kahanim. That says Achuzas Oilam Loi, should say it to him. Lo Nechugu, what does he argue? Elva Metaltlim, that's the Ramachloi, because a Levi be machrim his Metaltlim. Abba Bechakori Smoi Delei, therefore is Makasha. Omer Rabbi Chiyav Aravin, Hechrim Metaltlim, let's say somebody is machrim his Metaltlim, he says Arezu Cherim. So we're going now that this is the way you be makdishit right now, but the loch of this hegdish is that it goes to the kain, you have to give it to a kain. So loch is noistam lechol kain, she is to give it to any kain you want. Shinem HaPosik says, Kol cherim b'Yisrael lechol yiyah. any kind you want. Rashi says, any kind is bechlal, you give it to any kind you want. You give charamim. You don't have to the chiddush price, you don't have to give it only to the kahanim of that mishma that are working the Beis Hamikdash, but you can give it to any kind you want. That's the chiddush over here. No, it's in the kind of shabbos the mishma here. That's the idea. So someone is marking his fields, then lachur is nice on the coin shabbos mishma. Then you have to give it up to the coin of that mishma. She never says tisod acherim makoyin ti achuzosoi. That the sod acherim, once you give it to a coin, it's like his achuzit, like belongs to him. The goma lakoyin lakoyin miges lager. The parish of ges lager. The lachur is somebody steals from a ger, and he swore false that he didn't own the money. And then he admits that he owes the money and the ger dies. So Torah says a special halacha, you have to give the money to the kahanim. For Hossam, so when you give the money over there to a kohen, how do we know it goes not to any kohen, but only the kohanim that are in the mishma working in the Beis Hamikdash at that time? For Hossam in Nolan, the Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says, La Hashem la kohen. So Kono Hashem, for Nosson la kohen shabbos mishma. So that it says there by Gez la ger, it's like Shem la Hashem la kohen, it goes to the kohen of who? Now the kind of boys to mishma. Samura says, "At time you're telling me the kain shabois to mishma, you can only give that gez la ger when you stole from the ger, and after he dies, you have to pay back the keren and the chaimish. How do I know to say it only goes to the kain of that mishma? I ain't, maybe not that way. It'll hold kain shiyirta. It's the mitzvah to give the money to a kain, but maybe any kain is good. Kishuwem, when the pasuk says milvad ela kipurim. Again, this person first stole from the ger, and then later he swore false that he does not owe the ger money, and then later he admits that he stole, and he swore false. So lachur is he has to pay now a keren, the money he stole, a chaimish, a fifth more, because he admits that he swore false, and he also has to bring a korban el hashem. He has to bring a korban hashem for a shvua sheker that he swore. So the pasuk says milavat, if he has to bring back the money, means the keren and the chaimish, and also this hashem he has to bring. That's called milvad el hakipurim. Excluding this korban that he has to bring, this oshem, she has to bring a shvur shekem. She chapa boy alof, he should have his kapara. So haray shebekayin shebeis the mishma kosa medaber. Because that's pshita, when you bring a korban, who brings the korban? The kain of that mishma, the kain that's working then in the base of Migdash. So the hikash over here, that the same kain, the same place where the korban goes through, that's the same type of a kain you have to give the money also. Therefore, to swallow the money also has to go b'dafka to the kohen shabbos the mishma. So therefore, that's what we say here. So by when you machrim yisoda, so when you have to give the soda to the kohen, it's not to any kohen you want, as the pasuk there says la kohen tia. So we learn out la kohen from the parsha of Gez Lager, and then we learn out from the korban oshem that b'dafka has to go to the kohen in the of the yisoda mishma. Yeah. Now, soda hayoytzes lekhanim biyovel. The same thing. Let's say somebody was a makdish's fields, and he didn't redeem it back. So we have before according to Tanakama that the fields go to the kahanim on yovel. So noistun le mishma shapoga biyovel. We give the field to kahanim that are in the mishma when yovel comes. So the question is, iboilu poga boy b'shabes mai. Let's say the mishma of Yovel, which is usually Yom Kippur, let's say comes out on Shabbos. What's going to be the locha? Rashi says the mishmaris mischalfois for chal bo Yom Kippurim bo b'yom liyezitim. When it's mechalif, let's say comes out, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. A locha is the mishma of Beis Hamikdash. You should change on Shabbos. Like in the morning it was last week's mishma, and then in the afternoon it's a new mishma now. So to which kohen they give? You have to give it away to the kohen now on Yovel. So this day there are two sets of kohen, the kohen that leave and kohen that are first coming in today. So which set of kohen is called the mishma? That's the shayla over here. So again, soda yetsla kohen be Yovel, noistol le mishma shepoga be Yovel. I boil you. Poga boy be Shabbos mai. So if Yom Kippur come out in the middle of the week, there wouldn't be any problem. Because the middle of the week is always the shay mishma the whole day. But if Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, now it's a problem. Because the middle of the day, the mishma changes. So which set of kohanim get this karka? So Mora says, Om Rabbi Chiya Barami, Mishmei Dechufana, Noisno le Mishma Hayotzei. You give it to the kohanim that are leaving that day. But since they were there at the beginning of the day, or last night even, that's really when Yovel started. So the beginning of Yovel, you give it to those Kanim that were in the Mishmer at the beginning of the day. Rashi says, Shebeshusay Hiskel HaYovel Emesh. That's when Yovel really started last night, when these Kanim were working there. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Tani Nam Yechud, then like this also, that Nimseis Atroim, it comes out, you're telling me, Echod Yovel V'yechod Shvis, whether it's Yovel or whether it's Shemitah, Shvius, Mishamtin Kiecha. The both Mishamat the same way. Rashi says what? The boss or Aschuyos goes boss at the beginning. Yenimsaim, Rashi says, Hoyol Vishnas Memtes, Hiskul Shvius. The 49th year, that's a Shemitah, the 7th year. Vishonah Shalachreah, the year after, that's Yovel. So he says what? That Echod, says the Atroime, Echod Yovel V'yechod Shvius, Mishamtin Kiechod. Ela, what should be the difference? That sheyovel b'tchilasoi, yovel is mishamat at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year, and that Yom Kippur, that's when the kahanim, that's when everything takes place. That's when it goes to the fields. Fields go free, and the trees go back to kahanim. V'yashmota b'seifa. But that halacha is that when the shemitah goes by the 7th year, at the end of the 7th year, the last day of the 7th year, that makes the hashmotas k'sofim. But it comes out the same day. So this month, the advice is going now that Yovel is not Yom Kippur, but Yovel is Rosh Hashanah also. So this is Abba Rabba. V'shemoch yev eimo, v'vnei she Yovel. Should have said the opposite way around. Rashi says, nim tzvei mohoil, when echad Yovel v'echad shvius m'shamtet yechad, v'yoy mechad, k'r shvius m'shametes halvosek sef, and you lend anybody money, so at the end of Shemit, you can't collect it anymore. V'yovel also, m'chir is sold, karka goes back. So this is Abba Rabba, Rashi says, Taimo, the Shneim Mishamtim B'yoy Mechod Mishimochi, the Shvius B'Seif, is that a reason why Shvius is at the end? V'yevu Mitchilosoi, Dash Neshtakach, the Beina Shmosha, Shalerav Shabbos, Yovel Nafka, or Shalerav Shabbos, Nafka Shvius, V'yishosa Tavayim Mishamtim. This will come out good. Let's say, like Rosh Hashanah, let's say it comes out on Shabbos. So, Mamish, that Friday, Beina Shmosha is the last day of Shemitah. And that's the time when the Shemotas K'safim, the money goes away, the Chayiv goes away. And that's also considered the beginning of Yovel. Because Bein HaShemosh is at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, it's a suffix, whether it's still the last day or the next day. So at that time is when Yovel starts. So it could come out that the Bein HaShemosh, so this Shabbos, Friday night of Shabbos, that's when you have both halachas called together. The Shemotas K'safim and the Shemotas Karkakim. Whereas Vishleim, a very good Shvius for Sefer, Shvius. If you lend somebody money, we say at the end of Shemitah, you can't collect it, it's only the last day of Shemitah. Well, the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shalom, at the end of the 7th year. Tasa Shemitah, that's when Shemitah takes place. That's good. Ela Yovel, but Yovel B'Tchilosoi. Who says Yovel starts at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 50th year? V'Yom HaKippurim Hu. We always hold that the Rosh Hashanah of Yovel is not Rosh Hashanah really, but it's Yom Kippur. So it's 10 days later. You see, the Pasuk says, "B'yom HaKippur, taviu shofar b'chol atzachem." On Yom Kippur, like blow the shofar. That's when it's called Yovel. Everything goes out free. So how could this brayta say that the Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah? So even on the 50th year. So where it says, "Hamani Rabbi Yishmael b'noi sh'Rabbi Yechon ben Bruki." Goes according to Rabbi Yishmael ben Bruki. The Yoma, he says, "Rosh Hashanah hu dechal yes Yovel, Yovel Shmo." That he holds it. He holds that Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah. So according to that, it's good to price before that you could have mamash to both at the same time come out that the Bein HaShemoshes of the Friday night that ends Shemitah and that starting Yovel, that Bein HaShemoshes, you have both halachas. The HaShemotah is the end of Shemitah, so the Ksafim, the loans go away. That's the beginning of Yovel now, that the karkas go out free. Zmura says, Shoma Chizkus, so Mezla gave to us also before. They say, since Yovel starts at the beginning of the day, so therefore if Yovel comes out on Shabbos, so then the Mishma that was there in the morning, that's the Mishma that was there at the beginning of Yovel, and they'll get the karka. Zmura says, Shoma Chizkia Bar Biluti, he heard over this halacha, the Yozel Oma Kamadar Bavu, he went and said over in front of Rabbi Huwa. So yes, V'leikosh Metatle Kakois, why don't we say, Rashi says, Lahod Reb Chiba Ravin. He heard over what Reb Chiba Ravin said. told him over the first halacha that if you machrim metaltlim, you have a right to give it to any kohen you want. You don't have to give it afka to Isha Mishma. The question of this was, he asked it back to him, that for lekish metaltlim kakois, why don't you make a hekish? Like you agree, if you machrim karka, you have to only give it to the kohen from that Mishma. So why don't you make a hekish and say metaltlim should be done with the kakois? Rashi says, yeah, v'leikish metatlo necherim akakoyis, necherim to iskish, the chsiv says in the post, mikola shaloi, o misodi achuzosai. It's a hekish, everything you own that's metatlo, to the sodi achuzo. So I should have said, just like the sodi achuzo goes to the kain of that mishmer, the same thing to metatlo. Samura says, no, lav tonu, it's a machlegis tanoim. V'ikud the makish, v'ikud le makish, k'mandom le makish, v'ikud the makish, v'ikud the makish, v'ikud the makish, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Nifleg Liel, Bohod Rabbi Yehuda, Makish Shimon LeMakish. That was good for the Machlokes in the Mishnah about the Kohanim. Could there be Machrim that feel the Metalt Lemanat, you make Tekish, Metalt them to Kakois. So you see, it's a Machlokes here also. He's going according to Mount Yama, that you're not Makish Metalt them to Kakois. So if the Loch of your Machrim, your Metalt Lem, you can give it to any kind you want. Now the Mishnah says, Charme Kohanim, Ein Lem Pidyin, when somebody makes something Cherim, that he has to give it to the kohen. Rashi says, "Charamim shechrim k'dei l'fitin l'kohen." When you machrim something, the das is to give it to a kohen. Lochas ein lam pin. You can't be poyed with it. Rashi says, "Dechsiv lo yimaka v'lo yigoyel." You can't be poyed with it, but rather you have to give it to the kohen. Once it comes to the kohen, he could do whatever he wants with it. It's his own property. But the chiddush is, once you're machrim, you said like you made it hegdish to give to the kohen. You can't redeem it, get it back anymore. It just has to go to the kohen. You have to give it to a kohen like truma, but once the kohen gets it, his own, he can do whatever he wants with it. He argues in the whole Mishnah before and holds that stam charam lebedek abayis. If somebody is machin something stam, you don't have to give it to the kohen, but rather you have to give it to the bedek abayis. It stays hegdish. There's kedushas damim on it. You have to give it to the bedek abayis, to the beis hamikdash. They own it. They can do what they want with it. Shneim the pasuk says kol cherim kodesh kedoshim mul Hashem. Kol cherim is kodesh kodeshim ul Hashem, mashm is kodesh kodeshim, it goes to the base of Mikdash. Yeah. So that's his drasha. That's what Yehuda ben Seir holds. The chomer of the chomer said, like the Mishnah before, that they hold stam charom lekanim. No, stam, if you machim something, it goes to the kohen. Shneim the pasuk says, kisodei hacherim la kohen tiyachuzosai. There, the pasuk there is talking about your makdish a field. And you did not redeem it back, so by Yevla goes to the Kohen. But says Lacha, Gistei HaCherim LaKohen Tiyachuzosoi. Mashm, every stay Cherim also goes to the Kohen. And came if so, Lom and them was the other Postic Taka say, like Mashm, like if you do him say, it says, Kol Cherim Kodesh Kedoshim Mul Hashem. It's Mashm that a Cherim is Kodesh Kedoshim, Mashm remains for the Bedek Abayis to Hegdish. So, the Chom hold no. It just means to teach us, Shechal HaKodesh Kedoshim HaKodeshim Kalim. That you could be machrim something, even though it's kachim. If you have a korban oil, a korban shlamim, you could be machrim it. And it means the money of it. And the money you'll have to give to the kohanim. Like it says, machrim odom es kedoshov, a person could be makdish his korbanis, bein kach kedoshim, whether it's a korban oil, a korban chatis, bein kachim kalim, whether it's a shlamim, or a bechor, im neder, if he made the korban for neder, sonoisim demeim. Neder means that you have to give this, and whatever happens to it, you have a chiyuv to bring. So Mela, if you made that cherim, what you have to do is you have to give the money of it to Hegdish. Therefore, you meant to say was give the value of this korban to Hegdish. That's what you have to do. Give it to the kohen over here. In neder nice and demayin, v'in nedava, let's say the korban was only nedava. And if it gets lost, you don't have to pay money for it, so you don't have a chiyuv to give the money. Then the locha is noisen es toivosan. You have to give the toivos hanor, what you have from it. That's what you have to give to the kohanim. Rashi says on the birdei toivosan means toivos hanor sheyesh loy bo. Yitin lekohen. That's what you have to give to the kohen. Rashi says, okay, so what's the case here? That shores, you said this shore should be a korban oilo. Then you are machrimit, means you want to give it to the kohen. So imdim we value like this. How much would a person pay for this ox, like Riva Oila, to bring it for Oila? Shayna Chai, when he doesn't have a chiv to bring Kleima. Odom, a person does not have to bring an Oila. If he finds it cheap, How much would he pay to be able to bring it, like for a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that much money you have to give, yitain ze, shezui toibas anor, sheidin the toibas anor he has. Shreyi mesa, let's say the animal would die, it would be stolen. He's not chayi b'achriyusan. Because shefri, so as soon as he was mafreshit, he was yotze dechavosan. Omeyate now, im tavad, if you lose it, it'll only be mafsed only this present that will be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all he has from it right now. The fact he would have give a present to Hashem. So how much a person would pay to be able to give a present to Hashem, that's how much he'll have to give now to the Kohanim. That's what he meant to give. Again, being the dove and ois nestavosin. In Russia, what does that mean? If somebody says, shor zer oila, so then we have to value, kama odem roi tzalitim b'shor zer, how much would a person pay that's not mukhiv to bring a korban oila, la lois oila, the cheapest price to get to bring it for korban oila. Safo Pishen Rishu, even though he's not supposed to. But still, how much would he pay? And that much money he has to give to the Kohen. Yeah. Now it says, Habachor, Bain Tam, Bain Bamum Machrim Nois. So he could be Machrimit. Aye, it's a Korban. How could he give it to the Kohen? Ketzad Poydinois. How do we see how much it's worth? Is Aimdim Kamodim Rois Litim Babachor Zer Litnoi Leben Bitoi or Leben Achoisoi? How much would you want?
All right, turn over.